Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, increasing cloudiness, a low of 33. Racine police are conducting a death investigation following the discovery of a body in a residence in the 1500 block of Grove Avenue Monday evening. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Carco.
Officers were dispatched to the address and found the 34-year-old male victim, which prompted activation of the Major Crimes Unit. A news release gives nothing more than that, while noting this case is ongoing and that investigators were in that neighborhood this morning talking with anyone who might have seen or heard something. The same is being asked of the general public. Call the investigation unit at 262-635-7756 or Crime Stoppers of Racine County at 262-636-9330, or you can text Crime Stoppers at 274-637. I'm Tom Carkle, WRJN News.
The recent election of Racine Municipal Judge Mark Nielsen to be a circuit court judge means the city needs a replacement, and once he formally resigns that position, the Human Resources Department will start accepting qualified applicants in a process that will include the Common Council's Committee of the Whole conducting interviews. During Finance Committee discussion, Committee Chairman Q.A. Shakur felt they should have a voice in the process.
I think it should be dealt with at this committee level, and then it referred to the Committee of the Whole. We have a job to do. We are the Finance and Personnel Committee, and we should not take that lightly. So we should make that decision. Again, I'm just one person. We should make that decision, and then it forwards on to them. If the Common Council want to send it to a committee of the whole, that's up to them, but we need to do our job first.
Applicants must be lawyers and city residents. Whomever the council chooses will cover until at least a special election to fill the rest of Nielsen's term, ending in 2018. Nielsen won't don the black robes until this summer to replace retiring Judge John Jude. The Racine Finance and Personnel Committee, without a choice, supports a court-ordered judgment of $440,284 to the owners of Regency Mall over assessment challenges for 2019 through 2011. Finance Director Dave Brown explained the money would come from three different 2015 accounts, which normally goes into the General Fund Reserve account at year's end.
We want to use $225,000 that remained in the contingency, transfer $168,500 from the sick leave payout account and $66,005 from the unemployment compensation for a total of $460,000 to be transferred into the real estate and personal property taxes canceled in the 2015 budget, and then we can book that charge 2015 and take care of it then.
Brown explained an additional $20,000 is being transferred to help replenish the property taxes account. Also, the Finance and Personnel Committee recommends a $65,000 settlement on an almost two-year-old traffic accident claim for over $130,000 from Danny Mosley. His car and a public works truck collided at 16th Street and Lathrop Avenue on June 25th of 2013. The DPW employee telling police his foot slipped off the brake onto the accelerator, which ran the truck through a red light. The 2015 lawsuit alleges, among other things, a pre-existing condition of Mosley's that was aggravated by the crash. The Mount Pleasant Village Board last night approved an initial resolution for borrowing nearly $4.2 million for this year's road resurfacing projects, capital expenditures, and the village's cost of the Highway V Water Project. Bond Counsel Don Gunderson of Eilers told the board they could postpone the borrowing for Highway V to get a better idea of how much would be needed for the project. She also said delaying the Highway V borrowing could save some money.
One, no point in paying interest on that if you don't need to. Secondly, I think we'd be able to fine-tune the amount you need to finance that project if we wait till closer to the point where you need the money.
The board indicated their desire to borrow all of the needed funding this year. It's expected the issue will come back to the board for final approval in June. Nothing much new to report on the issues at Kenosha's Dream Playground, including when it might reopen. The handicapped accessible play area at Petsky Park was suddenly closed last month because of problems with the rubber surface. Assistant City Attorney Matthew Knight told the Parks Commission last night that another inspection will be conducted next week, after which time the attorneys will meet again. The State Department of Transportation's Southeast Regional Office has announced a fourth public involvement meeting on a project to reconstruct Highway 2083 from Buena Park Road to Highway 36 in the Waterford-Rochester areas, including East Main Street from 1st Street to Milwaukee Street. The meeting will be held next week, April 21st, from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Waterford Public Library. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.